The first building application was successfully refused by the Land and Environment Court in June 2017.
We have a survey report.
And I cannot...
No, she's offering you a report. Thank you. Sorry, Mrs. Lentz.
No, that's okay.
Difficulty communicating.
And I can't see any real differences within the new plans due to its bulk and scale. As pointed out this morning, the fence line is over into my property by approximately 34 centimetres, I believe. And my report clearly shows the wall as being the defining line taken to the street. It's now, this survey is dated 8 September 95 when I bought, and I've not yet seen a surveyor's report for 119 Addison Road. And at no stage has any consultation or discussion taken place with me about the fence being aligned or any tree pruning. So this morning, Luke was good enough to show us by way of a measurement just what 9.5 metres looks like standing beside a Federation home. And I found it overwhelming and frightening, and given the fact that many new structures in Sydney have faults and cracks. My property has an outside toilet, of which there is no capacity to have it installed within the household, and was determined by council and builders in the past. Therefore, I am subjected to having neighbours who would be able to view and impact on my privacy when needing to make use of it. I believe the proposal shows a structure which is not conducive with the nature and the current streetscape of the area. And on the website change.org, we have a petition to date of 173 supporters in our favour. Due to the shadowing effect of the proposed structure, it will further impact my premises. Solar panelling has already been rejected by a builder due to the fact that there's a lack of sunlight from the eastern side. And I already believe that there's a glut happening in Victoria Road, Marrickville, for units. We don't need any more. I also have a copy of the flood affectation notification given by council dated February 2015 for this area of Addison Road, causing even more concern for its viability.
Are you giving us a look at that as well?
Certainly.
Thank you. Yes, keep going.
I also have a 119 Addison Road had one of the first houses built in Marrickville, and it should be heritage listed. I propose the property be bought by the council and restored to be a service to the community by way of a learning centre. The area is in desperate need of childcare facilities for the influx of young families just in recent times, or even a retirement village, as this would be considered residential. My general amenity would be affected by the development. The remedy that I seek is for the application to be declined in its entirety, as was the first DA put forward. Quite simply, we don't want it.
No, thank you. I think we gathered that. Any questions?
No.
No? No. Thank you very much. Adrian and Eliza Ludwig. No show. Scott MacArthur. No show. Matthew Lamb. Thank you, Mr. Lamb.
He's the applicant.
Oh, yes, you're the applicant.
Hi, I'm the applicant for one.
Yes, thank you.
So basically, I'm here just to answer any question
I see. All right, in that case, I'll ask, are there any questions? Any questions for Mr. Lamb? You got a question? No, got a question?
About the prospect of redesigning or something like that.
No, all right. No, there is no particular questions, Mr. Lamb, but you might like to address us, nevertheless, on what you think you should.
Yes, I just want to put additional points about Gray's mention about the fence. I already did a redefinition of the boundary, so I can pass it on. So basically conclude the boundary irregular on the fence actually is about less than 3 or 4 centimetre cm differences. So apart from that, I've got nothing to add it. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Mr. Lamb. Yes, I know that. But you've had your opportunity, really. It's about the survey again, is it?
Yeah, it is. It's just that where it shows on the wall on that survey,
Yeah, all right. I've got the survey in front of me. I can read the survey. Thank you. Yes, I think we understand your point, so.
You got anything to say, Mary? No. Still a we're knocking it off.
Yeah.
Because we feel like they should go. Isn't that like that? Hmm?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. But still taking both off, and therefore it's a refusal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In other words, we believe that both should go in that form, and that amounts to a refusal.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, I'll ask Mr. McEnany to indicate what the panel considers to be the way in which this application should be dealt with. Thank you, Mr. McEnany.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The panel, as you most of you know, has had the opportunity to have quite a detailed inspection of the site, both from the rear of Agar Street, which is probably the most affected, but also on the other elevation as well, as you've just heard from the presenter. From Addison Road. We have also had a great benefit, I think, from the decision by the Land and Environment Court at the appeal, to which many of you will be aware of, and the decision of the court in particular, which took our attention. I think I draw attention to it as well as Mr. Fletcher, I think, has drawn attention to it, and that is that the decision of that the height of 8.5 at the time metres to the top of the ridge was considered by the court as in fact too high. In simple terms, that was one of the prime reasons for the refusal by the court of the application. We have in fact then before us, surprisingly in my mind, an application for something 9.5 high. And I mention that only to illustrate the way in which the written material that was presented to us led us to question from the very beginning the height of this development.
And the panel agrees with you.
The panel agrees with our surprise at this, in fact, increased height. We now have decided that the best solution, and looking from the point of view of the public interest particularly, is to, in fact, refuse the application. Now, that is based on the various reasons which I will, in fact, ask the officers to now put up on the screen, and thanks to them, I will read through those briefly, but in fact, the prime reason for the refusal is that notwithstanding that it's been suggested that we could condition this as an approval, including the removal of the first floor of both lot A and B, we consider that the necessary redesign that is entailed by the removal of those two floors, including relocation of stairways, rethinking of the whole roof structure for both lot A and lot B, would entail extensive redesign work such that a new application should be advertised if that is in fact the wishes of the applicant. I will now move to to our reasons for refusal.
Well, you don't actually preclude that there could be part of the building on a second level.
Yes. The Chair has drawn to my attention that there may well be part of a second level on certain parts or certain areas of lot A or lot B. This, of course, would be subject to the detailed design,
exactly,
which I mentioned earlier.
We're not suggesting it.
Now, I won't read through. I'll quickly read these and note the reasons for the refusal, which will appear in the final decision of the panel. That the design will result in unacceptable streetscape impacts, and of course this particularly relates to Addison Street, where the bulk and height of the development, to use the word, overpowers both the surrounding developments and the streetscape of Addison Road. The proposal will result in unacceptable residential amenity impacts, and these, of course, are related particularly to the rear of Agar Street houses, notwithstanding, again, the fact that the three or at least half of those houses now have less of an impact than the original application. The remaining three and four will have an impact that, while we have had no time to in fact prove this, the documentation we have received from Mr. Fletcher, but our use of a height pole at the site itself would indicate to me that he is not far off the mark, and that drawing, which is rather frightening, I'm sure, to those living in Agar Street, is in fact the reasons that we have touched on in 2A, B, C, although in C we refer to solar access impacts, and D, to an inappropriately designed infill development. Infill development is specifically described and predetermined by controls in the DCP of the Inner West. The application failed to adequately address well-substantiated submissions, and in general the public interest is best served by the consistent application of the development controls, all taken into consideration, leads to an unanimous decision of the panel to refuse the application.
Thank you, Mr. McEnany. That's the last item on the agenda for the panel. The panel meeting will now close, and the minutes of the meeting will be published on the website as soon as practicable, maybe tomorrow. Adjourned. Closed.
Finished. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Very well. I was expecting sort of 7 o'clock or something.
Well, I think we did well. Well, that division of land, I think.
I haven't heard it criticised, but I don't think it works.
Well, there's no way in the world.
Yes, I wish it would be taken as
a happened to Chairman.
Yes, well, I don't. There are some chairmen who think you should.
Yes, I know that I'm in this.
No names, no pack. No.
Okay. Can a copy be given to the mayor?
Because we know.
The meeting finished at 4:35.
Well done.
Luke, I want you to understand that although the meeting finished at 4:35, that's not an indication of the fact that we could have had another two or three matters. Do you understand that? You've got that right in your head.
I'm thinking maybe we could go to 15 in October.
I'll deliberately go to hospital.
Have you heard of the word torture?
I could see that you were aiming for a personal best.
I will join him in hospital if he leaves. If he excuses himself from the next one on the grounds of having to go to hospital.
Oh, it's
fast.
It's fast. It's fast.
Moving
young man.
He handed up a survey to us.
What's the best?
This is
in my pile.
Okay, if you give it to me, I'll get it to
you. Well, you can have it. You want me to go back there?
No, I'll get yours.
What, you want the survey back?
We'll do the work, and now we'll just sit back.
I'll just get it. Do you want any of this stuff? Secure the structure?
Yeah, quite honestly.
I mean, to be personal about it, I still go through it.
Yeah.
I mean, you too.
Yeah,
I mean, you
yeah,
might
of course
do it in absolute fine detail.
through.
Yeah, you're right. Chuck it over to me.
Okay.
I'll get rid of as much of it as I can. I just got to chuck it all in a pile. Can you grab that one?
Yep.